Christian Conservative Radio is brought to you by North Idaho Coin Company. Mr. Will Rabe and his North Idaho Coin Company specialize in buying and selling coins, scrap gold, as well as gold and silver investments. They are located at 614 East Celtis Way, Suite B in Post Falls, Idaho. Their numbers are 208-797-0925, and for you Washington residents, 509-953-8936.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that thou art.
Welcome to Christian Conservative Radio. As a Christian, you are the salt of the earth, and we believe that God is calling you to get out of your chair and do something while you still have that ability. Christian Conservative Radio will be your call to prayer to motivate and empower you to become active in your community. Now for today's show. Good day once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining us on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio with your host, Pastor Bob Peterson, and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. How are you getting along today, Pastor Bob?
Mike, I'm just enjoying the days, and man, it's warming up, and I'll tell you, it's just great to be on this radio show, and I'll tell you, I'm so encouraged about the things I see in Idaho, and people getting elected to office, and Christian conservatives stepping up all over the place. People who've never done major offices are coming up through the ranks, and they're just stepping up. Today, one of our guests is going to be one of those today.
Oh, you bet.
And he's really stepped up, and we're going to read a Bible passage in a few minutes, but he's one of those guys who's going to stand in the gap.
Oh, you bet. Well, let's go ahead and take care of some of that traditional information that we always put out, and we'll start with that mission statement.
Well, great, Mike. We've got to bring together and empower like-minded Christians who will be active in safeguarding our freedom and way of life in our cities, counties, states, and country. These like-minded Christians will unite under the auspices of the Holy Bible, prayer and fellowship, and the Christian Conservative Creed.
And the Christian Conservative Creed is a series of values that we all believe in, and they go as follows. We believe in the triune of God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Freedom, the Constitution, states' rights, justice, individual rights, the right to life, marriage, and I will be clear, the union of one man and one woman, personal responsibility, national security, fiscal responsibility, and finally, but equally as important, support for Israel. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Christian Conservative Radio today. We are heard at 1 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday on KYMS, Today's Christian Country, 89.9 FM. And for those folks that have been following this show for a long time, you know the specific reason why Pastor Bob and I are engaged here. It's all about leading people to Christ first. But now as a Christian, what are you going to do? Take our advice, folks. Get up out of your chair while you still got the ability to do so. Get reengaged in your local communities and especially your local governments. All politics is local. This is where you and I have that influence. And I'll tell you, Pastor Bob, you're absolutely correct. We're going to be serving up another candidate here in the state of Idaho, a gentleman that is very, very interested in representing the 3rd legislative district in the state of Idaho. And folks, you know, less than a month away, you got your primary election coming up. So time is growing short. And whatever information that you're able to glean, whatever information that you're able to vet through internet and other resources that Pastor Bob and I are offering you, you know, please make up your mind, decide to support a candidate, and then get behind that candidate and push them all the way to the finish line known as the ballot box.
Well, Mike, it's kind of interesting. People are coming up to me on the street and saying, now to get up out of your chair while you still can.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying, hey, I hear Mike saying that every show. It's starting to take on out there, you know. And so I'll tell you, in the scripture in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, it says, I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. And so we're going to read this scripture all the way through the election because, boy, the Lord has been standing. You know, he is finding the people who are going to stand in the gap. But here's what happens when you don't stand in the gap. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord. So if everything goes bad, it's because we don't step up. You know, and man, I'll tell you, ever since the years ago and things got started, I have just seen so many people who are just common people out there just step up. I've seen grandmothers and 20-somethings and 90-somethings.
Right.
You know, the grandmothers have 11 grandkids stepping up to do major, major things that are changing everything. Many, many people have run for precinct committeemen and then stepped up to run for higher offices.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, with that guest we're going to have, he's one of those. And, hey, I think it's time, Mike.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and introduce him.
Are you going to pronounce that last name correctly?
I'm hoping so. But, ladies and gentlemen, as a candidate in the 3rd Legislative District, State of Idaho, and we'll have Tony explain what the boundaries are, basically, we do have Tony Vishnevsky. And what we're going to do is we're going to refer to Tony as Tony W., as you're going to see on his webpage there. He's done a very, very similar thing. But like I said, you folks need to vet these candidates. You need to have face-to-face discussions with them. And then once you are comfortable, once you are decided that you're going to be supporting a particular candidate, jump in with both feet, ladies and gentlemen, and do something actionable to change what, you know, we've had happening here the last handful of years that's caused our society to go right down into the sewer, et cetera, and so forth. Now, you folks can log on, check out Tony Vishnevsky by logging on to www.tonywforidaho.com. Again, that'll be tonywforidaho.com. In the event that you are not using that internet, you're not internet savvy, please dial him up on the phone. You can do so by dialing 208-889-3437. Again, 208-889-3437. That being said, welcome to Christian Conservative Radio, Tony.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for inviting me and having me here to speak today.
Oh, you bet. Now, Tony, you know, first obvious question out there, just give us a give the listeners out there a little bit of an idea who Tony is. What are some of the things you've done in your life? And, you know, maybe touch on your family and faith.
Certainly. I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and my parents left Los Angeles several decades ago because of some of the major issues, traffic, pollution, crime. Schools were not the best that they could be. So we moved up to northern Utah, and I got an education at Utah State University. I became a degreed mechanical engineer. I have recently retired from the engineering field, but I'm still active in politics here in Kootenai County. I also have a few rentals that I manage, so that keeps me busy as well. 10 years ago, I got actively involved with the Republican Party as a precinct committeeman. So every year, I go out and stump the precinct. And in 2010, which is 8 years ago, I was voted in as vice chairman of the Central Committee here at the Republican Party in Kootenai County. A little bit more about my background. Just to give you an idea of some of the principles that will come up in this discussion, my parents are both Polish. I am an American and proud of it. I am not a Polish American. I do not believe in using the hyphenated term of nationality-American.
Mm-hmm.
All this serves to do is disunify. It tends to tear us apart. This is the tactic of Jesse Jackson and Farrakhan.
Oh, yes. It's called identification politics, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It creates victims instead of success stories, and my parents wanted nothing to do with that. My parents were very proud of the country that they adopted. And just to give you an idea of what my parents went through, they both went through the Depression. They went through World War II. My father was in the Polish Army before World War II started. Fought for 6 years to rid Poland of the two largest armies, largest tyrants in the world at the time, which was Hitler and Stalin. He was wounded several times, had grenade fragments in his lungs, was machine gunned, had his eardrums both burst out with artillery fire, would have died several times over it if it hadn't been for this new miracle drug of penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
He fought in the he was actually captured by the Germans shortly after the war started, managed to escape with a buddy of his and walked south to southern Europe to meet up with the English troops, and he fought with the English in the Polish army under British command in Palestine, in North Africa against Rommel, the Desert Fox, wow. against the Panzer divisions. And he also served in Italy. If you remember, there was a Battle of Monte Cassino that was a Benedictine monastery that was entrenched in the hills above a great valley that was of strategic value. The Allies bombed that, but due to the nature of the tunnels underneath, the Germans were able to still hold that hill. And it was the Poles that actually took Monte Cassino from the Germans.
You bet. Now, before Pastor Bob jumps in here, another question just to clarify things in the minds of the listeners out there. In the state of Idaho, what comprises the third legislative district that you're now vying for to be a state representative?
That's a great question, Mike. Legislative District 3 is bounded by Highway 53 on the north, and it goes all the way into Rathdrum and includes all of Rathdrum, comes down from Rathdrum and hits the west side of the city of Coeur d'Alene, which is its own legislative District 4, mm-hmm. continues down along the west bank of Lake Coeur d'Alene, and then runs all the way south to the southern end of the county and to the west all the way over to Washington. So that's my district.
That's a pretty large geographical area there for sure. Pastor Bob?
Yeah. Tony, I just wanted to ask you, so what made you get into this race? And, you know, what about your faith and family? You told us a lot of stories. Man, I love those stories. Those are really great. You know, and you've got a lot of history there, and I'm sure you want to stand up for a lot of good things. Can you share with us just faith and family, and how did you get into this race?
Well, as far as my faith, I am a practicing Catholic, and if you look at history, 90 to 95% of Poles in Poland were Catholic, so I maintain my cultural heritage there as well as religious heritage. Continuing on with my father, at the end of the war, the Poles and all of the Eastern Europeans were betrayed by Roosevelt and Churchill at Yalta. They basically handed Stalin all of Eastern Europe as a war prize, and we have such short memories because we have to remember that it was Germany and Russia that started World War II by attacking Poland in the first place. So even though my dad fought valiantly and almost to the point of death several times over, he was not able to return to his native Poland unless he wanted to live in a communist concentration camp. So both of my parents moved to England. In the meantime, my grandparents on my mother's side moved to California, and they sponsored my parents to come across. So I have an older brother that was born in Liverpool, England, and I was the firstborn in America. So I'm proud of my heritage. With the knowledge of World War II that my parents had and the communist regime and Hitler's taking over Europe, that was constantly a background topic that was discussed in our home. And I realized, as did my parents, that the United States over this course of the 70s, 80s, 90s was heading down the socialist path to become a captive nation just like Eastern Europe was. You remember, as they were coming out of communism after the wall fell, the United States was directing itself towards communism and, well, socialism first and then communism later. So that was one of the motivating factors for me to get involved. I could not serve my country through the armed services like my father did his native Poland, but I wanted to serve my country through political action, and that's what I'd like to dedicate some of my future career to.
Oh, you bet.
Well, Tony, tell us about what you did on the Central Committee. You were a precinct committeeman, then you hold the vice chair there. I mean, it is so encouraging to see you up there every month for 8 years now. And so tell us just you know, all this experience and what you've seen that's led you to this run for state rep.
Well, some of the things that we discussed in the Central Committee, and granted, we cannot make policy ordinances, statutes, or anything else, but we certainly do make recommendations to certain political organizations like the State Central Committee of the Republican Party or to the legislature and so forth. But some of the issues that we've addressed have been, for instance, the removal of firearms from veterans in Sandpoint. The Veterans Administration wanted to take away some weapons from John Arnold because he was deemed to be unfit. He required some help with paperwork and so forth. And Sheriff Wheeler up in Sandpoint stood his ground with Heather Scott and with Matt Smith from Matt Shea, from Washington State, and told the agents that they had no jurisdiction in that county. So we at the Central Committee recognized that and gave a commendation resolution to those three individuals. There's other issues, too. We fought against the ULUC. We were supportive of some of the freedoms that have been recently granted by the county commissioners to reduce some of the burdens of inspection on county residences when they're being built. So there's been quite a number of issues that we've been involved in.
You betcha. Now, taking a look at some of the tenets of your campaign, Tony, I see that you're interested in vigorously defending life. You would like to interject some new solutions for education, invigorate the economy here in the state, eliminate unnecessary regulations, and obviously, ladies and gentlemen, I mean the mainstream national-level issue, defending the Second Amendment. So your choice. Take any one of those tenets and give us a minute or two some thoughts.
Very good, Mike. First of all, my latest grandchild was born on January 23rd of this year. Now, for those of you history buffs out there, you'll recognize that as being one day after the infamous Roe v. Wade decision back in 1973. I couldn't help but think when my granddaughter was born that we have lost over 60 million citizens here in this country alone due to abortion. And I'm just thankful to God that her parents were of the mind that they allowed her to be born. It's a decision that gets made so casually these days. And one of the things that I felt strongly about was in thinking about it is right now at this broadcast time, there have been more children murdered through abortion in our country than have been killed in mass shootings in schools in the entire history, going back to Columbine and some of the other Newtown and so forth. So where is the outcry from the progressive liberals about that innocent life being extinguished compared to these mass shootings? We have to realize that the issue of gun control is their primary goal to eliminate guns, just as in Poland after the war, such that the Polish people couldn't resist communist invasion.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I understand that a very large percentage, and again, this is one of the tenets of your campaign that I ended up missing, but I'm definitely a fan of, federally controlled lands. State Idaho has got something like 65 to 66%.
It's 65%, yes.
65.
You bet. Some thoughts on federally controlled lands.
Certainly. If you look at the Constitution carefully, you will see that the Constitution does grant authority to the federal government to own lands in the various states. Obviously, they own the District of Columbia, which is not part of a state. It's its own territorial governing capital. They're allowed to own post offices, forts, postal roads, military property, and yeah, that sort of thing. So in the original 13 colonies, the average ownership of federal lands by the federal government is on the order of 2 to 3%. And as we look at the expansion westward, if you look west of the Mississippi, you'll see that as time went on and the expansion continued toward the West Coast, the federal government reneged more and more on its promise to extinguish the title of those lands that it held and turn them over to states that were newly formed from territories. The average federal ownership of land across the United States is about 24%. Here in Idaho, it is 65%. And if you look at one of the more recent states, Alaska, I understand it's 99%. Idaho is the fourth largest state percentage-wise that is owned by the federal government. We need to turn that around. We need to get that land back, not only under Idaho control and management, but Idaho ownership. We're basically paupers in a very rich land. We're serfs on our land. We don't get enough money. We get 6 cents an acre for PILT grants in lieu of taxes. We're dying because we don't have the resources in the area that we need to expand our tax base and our businesses into.
Oh, yeah. You bet. You know, take it out of federally controlled hands, put it in private individuals' hands, and what else are you doing? You're propping up your state economy through the collection of property taxes and things like that.
Absolutely.
Now, we do have a couple of minutes left in today's broadcast, Tony. Two others that really catch my eye and have been in the Idaho state media, and that would be Second Amendment and educational choice.
Well, let's talk about the Second Amendment first. Believe it or not, the Second Amendment isn't about firearms at all. If you look at the terms in there, the Founding Fathers did not say we have the right to keep and bear muskets or guns or weapons. They use the term arms. It has a very distinct definition in their time. We don't recognize that they were very brilliant and intelligent men. The root word for arm is arma. In Latin, it means a defensive weapon. There is no differentiation between a spear, a knife, nunchucks, or any other device that's used for our defense. Mm-hmm. So the left, once again, wants to twist the terminology and go after things like assault weapons. Now, you have to be very careful. We don't get our rights to defend ourselves from the Second Amendment. You hear people say Second Amendment rights. That is a misnomer, and we have to be careful because, as Confucius said, he who defines the terms wins the argument. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe that, how about the term assault weapon?
Right.
How about pro-choice? Okay, we've already lost the argument because they have couched the definition in the most favorable light towards the progressives and the liberals. So once again, we get our rights from God, and if you are even an atheist, we have natural rights. Just due to our human nature, we have the right to defend ourselves from belligerents that want to attack us.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's a universal moral code that every race, every tribe, every religion has always held. It has got nothing to do with a piece of paper, and I'm not putting down the Second Amendment by any means. Don't get me wrong.
You bet. Now, Pastor Bob, we got about 2 minutes left.
Well, you know, I think really one thing that's very important is we on this program all the time we talk about precinct committeemen. How has precinct committeemen just, you know, this all these things you're going to do, Tony, have led to things that you've learned and you've been involved. But how does a precinct committeeman, what did it do for you to lead up to this position right now?
Well, as a precinct committeeman, one of our jobs is to get out and represent the people in our precinct to the Central Committee, which is the lowest level at which the Republican Party forms anywhere. It's at the county level. So it's gotten all of us a chance to go out and knock on doors, let them know what candidates we're supporting and why, and to hear their concerns so we can take those concerns back to the Central Committee to have some action taken on them.
You bet.
And so pretty much in your position running for state representative has given you a lot of education over 8 years for this position. So it is really good to see you do this, Tony. And so it's going to be great as things come up. What do you think your main goal is when you get this position?
Well, my main goal is to transform the educational system away from the government indoctrination system to one of free choice among citizens. We want to get the families to be able to select the most appropriate method of educating their children that they know how, and they are the prime teachers, and they have the prime responsibility for raising their children and getting them properly educated to get them out into the world to be fit citizens in the world.
Oh, you bet. Now, Tony, we're at that time in the show here where I'm going to extend an invitation to you to close us in prayer today.
Our Heavenly Father, we humbly approach you today and ask your blessings upon all of us here present, and more especially to all of our leaders, both at the national level, state level, county level, and local level. We ask you to guide their hearts towards the best way of supporting their citizens, to give them the freedoms they need, especially to honor you. And we ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Very well done, Tony. Very well done. And as well, ladies and gentlemen, as we prepare to head on out the door for the remainder of the weekend, as we strongly encourage you, you got to log on, check out this gentleman here, make up your mind, and if it is in the affirm that you want to support him, please do whatever you can financially, telephone banking, door knocking, literature handouts, things to that effect, to get the word out and promote this candidate for sure. You can log on by going to www.TonyWForIdaho.com. Again, that'll be TonyWForIdaho.com. If you can't do the internet thing, pick up that phone and dial him up at 208-889-3437. Again, 208-889-3437. Now, if you are obviously listening to this and you know of somebody who had missed this show, please ask them to log on to www.rallyright.org. Again, that'll be rallyright.org for the express purpose of listening to the podcast of this broadcast that you're hearing today. Now, that being said, all you fathers and grandfathers out there, gather up the family. Glorify and praise God, if you will. Then give that family a great big old hug and a kiss. Tell them you love them. Take that family somewhere nice this weekend. Pastor Bob and I will see you next time.
Do you enjoy this radio program with Pastor Bob Peterson and Mike Fagan? Not everyone is called to a ministry like this, but it takes more than Bob and Mike to get the job done. Speaking truth into a very confusing culture is a complex process. We covet your support. Your prayers keep us focused and on the airways. We also appreciate much-needed monetary donations that will keep the lights on and the transmitters humming. If you have a bounty to share, send your donations to Rally Right, 2600A East Celtis Way, number 271, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Thank you so much.
Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that Thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence, my light. Be Thou my wisdom, and Thou my true word. I ever with Thee, and Thou with me, Lord. Thou Still be my vision.